can't stand this castle anymore. Crazy people everywhere I look, horrible living conditions, and I broke my orange crayon and Larkshin won't get me a new one. I'm getting out of here.
What? Naminé's leaving? But that means the only girls around here would be Larkshin. And maybe Marluxia. I've got to stop her!
I heard that.
Don't!
Hey there! What's the rush, dudette?
Naminé, where do you think you're going?
Are you playing tag? I love that game! I'll be it!
I just wanted to, you know, walk around.
You are walking quite fast.
And you don't usually, you know, leave your room.
Am I still it? I'm it, right? Aren't I it?
Stop her!
I summon a hydrant!
Oh, you don't really think I'd fall for that, do you?
I summon a bone!
Mine!
So easily defeated.
And a pizza!
Hey! Don't throw pizzas to distract me! That's just uncool! Aw, and I hit the floor topping side first. Do you know how long it's gonna take to pick all this off before I can eat this thing?
And, well, not that you need the distraction, but you've been nice to me, so... Jelly beans!
Jelly beans! Whee! Jelly beans, jelly beans, jelly beans!
Om nom 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 nom.
Why must I be in charge of guarding the front door? Surely this is a more suitable task and excuse to keep Lexaeus out of the way.
Using my special powers, I shall bring this picture of Zemnis to life! Wait, why am I narrating all of this?
Sultan, you are excused. I wish to go outside for a little fresh air.
No. The castle is currently floating above absolute nothingness, which makes guarding the door somewhat pointless. That, and the last time I checked, this appear didn't look like a child strolling. Naminé, come along now.
Hey-ya!
A little girl's elbow. My one weakness.
Picture of a gorilla, a banana, and a bazooka. But nothing to carry me across miles of void, and I'm all out of paper.
Naminé, I'm here to help you as you try to escape the castle!
Hey, keep it down!
You want me to not alert any of the organization to your escape attempt?
Fear not, my prepubescent companions. I procured this strange flying motorcycle thing, which was lying around, and it's made completely pointless by the fact that everyone around here seems to be able to teleport. If it matters not, I am here to rescue you.
Oh, well, thanks, Mr. Creepy Pants, Mummy Man.
Hop on board the passenger seat, or rather, small disc with no means of securing yourself. Replicu, looks like you'll have to share the driving seat with me.
Don't trust him! He'll kidnap you and lock you up and subject you to unusual means of torture.
In contrast to the locking up and unusual means of torture that happens here?
Touché, D'Artagnan. Let's just find another way out. Follow me.
Foiled again. Oh. What is mega laser?
Naminé.
Oh, Roxas.
Where are you going, Naminé? I heard you were trying to leave from Axel, who heard it from Zexan, who heard it over the broadcast on Zemnis' intercom system. Why would you want to leave?
Everyone around here is crazy and treats me like a prisoner whenever they're not exploiting my power. And I just want to see the outside world, like in my picture book. I don't even have any windows in my room.
You know, having traveled to a couple of worlds, they're not all that. I end up so disappointed that this place doesn't seem so bad. And even though you might get bullied or humiliated or have your life put in danger, you get used to it after a while.
Yeah, and surely there are some sane people around here worth staying for.
Well, I suppose Roxas isn't too bad, medicinal addiction aside.
By that I meant...
So what do you say?
Will you get me a new orange crayon?
Right after I ask Axel where you put my gerbil. Why don't you go back to your room? I think you'll find a nice surprise.
Well, Okay, then.
I'll make sure you get back there safely. Naminé! Ow! Who throws a book?
My apologies, I got your message and was trying to subdue the witch.
Bitch! Wait a minute, that sounds worse. No, witch. Witch is good.
I really don't appreciate being called either of those words.
I have a concussion, so don't listen to anything I just said. I'll get the door for you, Naminé.
The ceiling is done! Wow, Rox has made a skylight!
No, that was I. Albeit completely accidental. Come now, Rebligoo, the best way to cure a concussion is to fall asleep immediately with me in your flowery, girly bed. Damn it, this is the wrong child's bedroom, isn't it? It's too gay even for you. I'll have my way with you next time.
Now I can see the dark abyss anytime I want.
But my room was directly above yours.
Naminé, I'm sorry for trying to stop you leaving, but I can't imagine what I'd do without you.
That's very sweet, Rebligoo. I forget sometimes that there are somewhat nice people among all the crazy.
So what I'm trying to say is—
There's no need. I understand exactly. You're such a good friend, too.
No!